been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, the post-daylight savings time edition of the Best Stocks Now show. Money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And it looks like the correction in the market is finally here. We've been overdue. The P.E. ratio, forward P.E. ratio, has been so high on the S&P 500 here recently that it doesn't surprise me to see the market starting to flatten off here. We got the Dow down 154 right now to begin this new week. This is CPI week. Welcome to CPI week. The Dow is at 38,568. Of the three indexes, I would say that the Dow has the most noticeable topping trend right now. That's a sideways trend after a long ascent. That doesn't mean it's not going to break out to new highs at some point in the future, but it's cooled off for now, and it's going sideways. It's consolidating. Same with the S&P 500, which just started to top out last week. It's down 28 right now to 5,095. The NASDAQ is down 100 as the AI stocks, IPE stocks, are taking on some water today. The NASDAQ is at 15,983, and I'm starting to see some cracks in some of the leaders in the market that have carried this market for so long. Crude oil down a dollar today, and the 10-year is at 4.09%. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We got Barry Kite back from his birthday bash weekend. Our chartered financial analyst, he's here with us. He remembered to set his clocks forward, back. I don't know. Mine all did it automatically. I had to do nothing except get out of bed. And so, anyways,
I think we were talking about it on the break. I had an oven clock and the kids' alarm clock that needed to be changed. That was it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyways, okay. Here's where we finished. Let's go back to where we finished on Friday. We had a pretty big sell-off in the NASDAQ on Friday. You missed that, Barry. It was down 188 points. And for the first time, I'm seeing some cracks, okay, in NVIDIA, in AMD, in Arista Networks, in Supermicrocomputer. It's been long overdue. Now, I do five-year valuations on stocks, okay? So you say, well, Bill, you've got valuation on NVIDIA higher than where it's at now. Yes, but along the way, it's going to get ahead of itself, and it's going to need to correct and back off. That's true of all of these stocks. In fact, most of them, I would say, got ahead of themselves here recently. It almost seems like we had a big blow-off top. I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday, where it was just like, wow, how much more can these things go up? They just keep adding layer upon layer of frosting on the cake. And eventually, you know, we got to start seeing that start to consolidate. And that, to me, looks like where we're at right now, okay? So if you're a trader, obviously, and I'm sure that's what's happening, the traders, the hot money, are starting to do some profit-taking here and locking in some big profits. If you're an investor, you can ride through it, especially if those five-year valuations still look good down the road. You can hedge against some of these stocks that you don't want to sell, and you can sell some of your weak stocks. I've been doing all three of those here over the last week, very busy last week, and you can see that in the newsletter that I sent out on Friday. And I think, Barry, the most important thing was looking at the charts, the technical charts and the valuations right now. on the market. And you can see in those technical charts, you have this number two uptrend, and then all of a sudden it starts to level off into a number three sideways trend or topping out trend. And then, from there it's either going to roll over, right, into a four correction, which is the most likely scenario, or it's going to break out to new highs, which is an unlikely scenario at this point in time. And obviously,
and if you look at the chart of the U.S. 10-year, it's doing the U.S. 10-year is kind of doing the same thing. If you look, in where you mentioned CPI week, we're going to get CPI, PPI, a bunch of other economic data, and then of course the Fed meets, begins meeting next Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll they'll get all that data going into next week, and I think you can see some bets on the. On the side, we had a hot CPI number last time, and so that I think got investors a little bit cautious as well.
Yeah, and I've seen some money leaving. Where's that money going? That's leaving some of these hot stocks. Well, you've had a big rally in the bond market, driving rates down to 4.08%. That's kind of a flight to safety. You've had gold hitting a new all-time high this past week. That's definitely a little flight to safety. You continue to have money chasing Bitcoin. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And on Friday, I would say the crack in the chip stocks. Now, I've noticed that the software sector topped out. It was the first one to top out in this climb in the NASDAQ, and it's even started to roll over the chip sector. And generally speaking, over the years, I've watched these patterns. The next shoe to drop, the next sector, is the semiconductor sector. It was doing fine until Friday, and I would blame Broadcom for coming up with weaker-than-expected guidance. The thing you have to remember about Broadcom, though, is they have a lot of exposure to the telecommunications cell phone industry. And you've seen what's happened to Apple and Apple sales in China and Broadcom. There's Broadcom chips inside of those Apple phones. So it's not a surprise, but Broadcom suffered its worst drop in 4 years. It was down 7%. And, of course, that spreads to the other chip stocks. NVIDIA was down 5.6% on Friday. And, really, that's the first crack in those stocks in a long time. So, like I say, if you're a trader, you handle things differently. If you're an investor, you handle things differently. The inverse funds, okay, now here's the other side of this equation. As the S&P, the first one to top out was the Dow, probably a week ago. It started to run out of steam, start to go sideways, start to consolidate. Well, that means that the inverse Dow, which is dog, started to bottom out, okay, because it's the mirror opposite of the long Dow is the short Dow. Dog is basing now in a number one sideways trend. That's a downtrend that levels off into a sideways trend at the bottom instead of at the top. So it's just exactly the opposite of the Dow. So that's one choice you have, is to hedge. Let's say you don't want to sell your NVIDIA. You don't want to sell your AMD. Well, you can hedge against them, okay? You have to figure out the ratio and whether or not you want to do a 1-to-1 hedge or a 2-to-1 hedge. And the same is true of the S&P 500. As the S&P 500 is just beginning to run out of gas and go sideways, the opposite of the S&P 500 is SH, which is starting to bottom out down at the bottom. And the same is true of the NASDAQ. QQQ's opposite is PSQ, and you can look at the chart. I show those charts every week in my newsletter. That's probably the most important thing to look at this past week. You can get 2 weeks of the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. So we had a choppy session on Friday. The CPI, when does that come out? Wednesday?
That's going to be Tuesday, and then I think we get PPI on Wednesday.
Okay.
The good news is we don't have any Fed speakers this week until Powell does his press conference next Wednesday at 2 after the meeting, or 2:30. So it'll we've got it kind of quiet at least on the Fed talk or Fed speak this week. So.
Here's another factoid from Friday. Okay, this comes from Deutsche Bank's Jim Reed. He said in 2,000 years, this is what I'm saying. What he is saying, I'm not sure if $250 billion has ever been wiped off of a stock in 3 hours before.
Yeah, it was an NVIDIA, right? They're up 5 or 6% and then down 6%.
$250 billion was wiped out in 3 hours. That's what happened to NVIDIA on Friday, as the stock went from being up 5% down 6.5%. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Fed Fund futures are pricing in a near certainty of no move at the March meeting. Yes, I'd be surprised if they moved one way or the other. The first price cut now, or rate cut, is priced in for June. So it's been moved up originally March. So it's gone ahead 2 months now to a potential. And, of course, I think President Biden today predicted a rate cut soon. So I'm sure there will be one or two before the November election. China, on the other hand.
What is soon? Soon would be June. Is June soon in their world?
A couple months. Yeah. China's consumer price. Now, they've had the opposite problem. They've had deflation. Imagine deflation. Do you know that their CPI rose for the first time in 6 months? And, you know, most people don't realize that deflation's not good either. And China's deflationary environment and fragile economic recovery raised bets that authorities could ease policy further. But they continue to have a struggling economy right now, and it obviously threatens the global economy and us here in America. Well, earnings season, the last earnings season is now over. We begin a new earnings season in about 4 weeks, okay? So we've got 4 weeks really without any catalyst in the market, but there are a lot of companies that have kind of a different year end than 12/31. In fact, the U.S. government is October 31st fiscal year, their fiscal year ends. And then some of the retailers and whatnot have a January 31st year end. So now we're starting to get some of those companies with different year ends. And there are some important ones, actually. This week, Adobe will report this week. Now, Adobe is in the software sector, and I have noticed a lot of weakness there, especially in the crypto, or the not the crypto, the cybersecurity stocks. And they have really leveled off and kind of given up the ghost a little bit for now. And Adobe has too. And another software stock, a big one, Oracle database stock, but definitely a software enterprise company. They've been kind of flat here recently. They're up a little bit here today. And Oracle actually reports today, right? I think it's after the market closes.
So.
Okay, so that's the big one today. And then tomorrow, Workhorse Group. I can't see that as being a real important one. Clover Health, not much else. On Wednesday, it's Zim, which is a shipping company out of Israel that traverses the Red Sea from time to time. And I did read that we took out some more Houthi sites here yesterday or today. Path will report on Wednesday, Dollar Tree, Williams and Sonoma, Petco. And then on Thursday, it's Adobe. Adobe's a pretty big piece of the NASDAQ. Adobe's a pretty big part of the S&P 500. That definitely will be a market-moving report. Now let's talk about NVIDIA, okay? NVIDIA. Let's check in on NVIDIA today. It lost from the peak to where it ended on Friday. It lost $0.25 trillion in 3 hours, which has never been done before. Number one, the five-year target price on NVIDIA has not changed one iota. And, you know, there's going to be times in the March over the next 5 years. Of course, a lot can happen. But when the stock gets ahead of itself, or when the stock overcorrects, there's always going to be that balancing act. And nobody can say that NVIDIA, if you look at that stock on last Thursday was really, I kind of said to myself, this looks like a blow-off top to me in a lot of the chip AI stocks. And, you know, it started on Friday with a big gain in NVIDIA. And then, I don't know, I think there was a dose of a common sense, a little bit of reality, cold water thrown on it all.
And some insider selling.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit.
Even though we don't put as much into that as a lot of people do in terms of the selling, I'm more interested in insider buying. somebody might have had to buy a new house. You never know. Right?
No. Now, over the weekend, Cantor Fitzgerald boosted their target price. NVIDIA shares were down even this morning, as investment firm Cantor Fitzgerald boosted its price target on the semiconductor giant ahead of this week's GTC event. I'm not sure what the GTC, you can look that up and see what that is all about. But here's their price target. They go to $1,200 from $900, Cantor Fitzgerald. The stock is right now at $872, and actually it's recovering from its morning drop. It's only down 0.3%. So I'm thinking that the buy the dip may still be in working there for NVIDIA. Now, at this big event, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang will kick off the event with a keynote address. Now, I've heard this is going to be a very big deal.
Yeah, essentially a developers conference. So yeah,
yes,
that's when you're going to get a lot of talk about what they've got in the hopper and what AI can be going forward. Right.
There's going to be so many people attending this event that they've moved it to the 18,000 seat SAP Center, which holds 18,000 seats. This change could be indicative that Wang could offer additional insight into his vision for the future of AI. So he's going to be a keynote speaker. This is on March 18th through March 21st up in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. And you know what else? This is an interesting comment. He said that the iPhone moment of AI has started, and we've been talking about that and the role that Qualcomm might play there. And I also know that this is the week that Elon Musk is going to roll out his version of AI on X. So there's a lot happening here. And, of course, Dan Ives at Wedbush, who's always bullish pretty much on these stocks, he says that the sell-off on Friday is not indicative of an AI bubble. Okay, that's his opinion. He says it's not an end. I just think, though, you have to take it one stock at a time.
Right.
Okay, Broadcom was following the AI fervor. But, you know, Broadcom is not that big. They are a player in AI. But, you know, they should not have been going up as fast as NVIDIA. So, again, you got to take a stock at a time. And at least you've got Wedbush saying, no, there's no bubble yet. But I would say the stocks were way overbought last Thursday. Was kind of a blow-off top for me. from a technical point of view. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
Back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, the NVIDIA just went positive. It's up $2 now per share after Friday's, I think it was down 6%, right around 6%. Broadcom was down 7% on Friday, and it's down another 2% today.
I was going to say it's worth noting. I'm looking at the forward PE and it's, you know, basically 35.5 on the 30 on the forward PE. And I would say historically, right, it's been, you know, kind of a, you know, pretty significantly above 40 for most of its lifetime. Of course, it wasn't a $2 trillion plus dollar company at that time, but the forward PE doesn't look low. Actually looks palatable to a certain extent.
Yeah, and so I mean the 5-year target price in today's now here's on that subject here. This is an interesting little article from Empirical Research Partners. This is another dynamic that's going on in the market right now. They say in March we're going to be a little bit less a little bit less on offense. Okay, so we put out. We said the bottom of the NASDAQ was January of last year. So this has been going now for 14 months, okay? And that's a cycle. And I think maybe that this cycle here is starting to, you know, wind down a little bit. And I think a lot of these firms are going to become a little bit more defensive. Now, they say the equity market currently sees few glaring opportunities. Okay, there's nothing that really stands out. And, wow, you got to own that stock. And they're kind of like us. They're a growth at a reasonable price. They're saying that semis and semi-equipment stocks, now we're talking Lam Research, which also started to correct on Friday, ASM Lithography, and others in that, Applied Materials. He says that they're now selling at a 50% PE premium to the market. So if the market's at 21, these stocks are selling at about 32. But they've always sold at a higher PE. And he says that they're now back to where they were in late 2018. So almost 6 years ago, and at that point they're prone, at least these guys are, to trim them a little bit. That's another thing you've got the traders, the hot money starting to take some big profits. I mean, NVIDIA is up 400% in the last 12 months, something like that. And then you've also got others that are cutting back on their position in NVIDIA to lower their risk level. So, you know, the semis have not even had a crack for weeks. They've just been solid uptrend. And it's not surprising at all to finally see some cracks in that semiconductor sector, which is now coming after the cracks we saw earlier, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, in the semiconductor sector. FDA approves Wegovy, that's Novo Nordisk drug, for reduction of cardiovascular risk. And the reason that's important is that opens up the insurers to, you know, maybe cover it a little bit more, because now you've opened it up. It's not just indicated for people that are overweight, but it's also indicated for people with cardiovascular disease. So that's I think that's a pretty big piece of news there. Those stocks are also correcting a little bit right now also. They've been on a tear. In fact, Lilly's kind of breaking down a little bit today, a little correction there. It's down 4.1% right now. There was some news on Lilly. I know one of their drugs didn't work out, but I can't remember what the other
piece. I can't remember what field it was in. Let's see.
Something like, I think it was Alzheimer's. Maybe. So anyways, these stocks are also, I mean, look, the hottest stocks in the market are the most prone to a correction when the market starts to cool off, which it's looking like it's doing here right now. Do you know it was 1 year ago today that Silicon Valley Bank went kaput and went down and we had that massive crisis taking place?
I do, because most of that stuff the bad stuff tends to happen around my birthday. I think the bottom for the S&P in 08-09 was on March 9th, if I'm not mistaken, and we had SVB last year. So
yeah, and this year we have this New York Community Bank, but it does look like an investment group has stepped forward, probably at a very low price. Well, the stock's $3.27 now.
Some heavy hitters actually have stepped up to put some dollars in there, right?
Yeah, Mnuchin was in there, Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, you would imagine he knows the lay of the land, right?
That stock got down to $1.70, and now it's back to $3.29. So there are still issues out there, but not, I don't think, like we had before. Now, the Mountain Valley Pipeline is being bought out by EQT. EQT, boy, they don't like that. The market doesn't like that. EQT is down 8.3%. They're buying it from Equitrans. Of course, that thing's been tied up in court for years and years and years and years. And Equitrans is up 1.8%. on that news. And of course, natural gas prices have continued. Remember when that was the hottest ticket in the market a couple years ago? When Putin and the pipeline and Germany didn't have any gas, and
when you needed liquefied natural gas, was really needed for deliveries to Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was the hottest ticket, was that liquid natural gas. And we own those stocks. It just goes to show you that the best stocks now, they hand off the baton to another group, right? Sometimes it doesn't come around again. There will be a day when liquid natural gas and those stocks, LNG and all the rest, will be APA, will be, the best stocks now. But for now, they haven't been for a couple of years here.
And not every leg of the race is the same length, right?
No.
Sometimes that thing's like a hot potato and getting handed off, left and right. And then other times you take the chip sector, it's been running with this baton for a good while now.
Well,
right?
I would say when Microsoft announced that ChatGPT was now available, that was the handoff of the baton to the AI sector, right at that point, because then you started going underneath the framework and what was underneath the engine driving ChatGPT.
And we found an NVIDIA GPU.
Yes, and then they had the NVIDIA earnings report that was heard around the world, and the AI will hand off the baton to somebody else, and sometimes it's several groups. Now, one area that's been red hot recently has been gold. Gold broke out to a new all-time high, $2,180 per ounce. It's never been there before. Gold is, looking at all of the issues around the world, I'm sure, the global all the conflicts around the world, and it's looking for the gold likes a Fed that's cutting interest rates also, and I think it's looking ahead to that also. So anyways, big breakout. And I'm starting to see central banks have been strong buyers of gold. And I'm starting to see, you know, some of the gold stocks start to break out a bit. Now, Elon Musk says his own chatbot, which is called Grok, will open this week. It intends to open source its generative AI chatbot Grok this week for just $16 a month or $22 per month in the app. The generative AI chatbot has real-time access to information through the X platform. So anyways, he's also a big player in AI. What isn't Musk a big player in? Okay, and then we have to mention Bitcoin, which MicroStrategy bought 12,000 Bitcoins. In fact, they did an offering, a stock offering.
Yeah.
They used the proceeds to buy 820, almost $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. And we're coming up on that halving event, I think, a little bit later on, a couple months down the road. We'll be right back. Look underneath the surface of the market. But I must do the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place. And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in a right place. You got to go. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. The chart of the day on the ugly side, and I think one of the big reasons the Dow is now down 185. Boeing. Look at that chart. It's breaking down again today. Boeing, I think Delta said they're looking at several years, they think, before they get their order of 737s.
Yeah, I thought it was saying, I think it was said maybe 2027, and then
wow.
You had, who's the transportation secretary?
Buttigieg.
Yeah, I think he spoke something this week or weekend about the fact that they're going to be under much more scrutiny, and then they just had some kind of
criminal investigation now into it.
Correct.
Right?
And then they just, we talked about the headline risk, and it only gets worse over time before it gets better, and then. I think they had some type of incident.
Two more incidents over the weekend.
Yeah. Two. I knew there was one. I didn't know
one
about the second.
One was a tire that fell
right.
off,
okay.
And there was another one about
it was in air. Yeah, another one was in air. I forget. I don't know what the technical issue was. I know a door didn't blow off in midair. These things seem to pile up over time. It's an easy news story if you don't have anything to put out there, right, from a financial news standpoint or any kind of news standpoint.
Yeah.
It's, hey, let's go to the Boeing well, right, and pull out not-so-attractive story for the stock.
Okay, so Boeing is down 3.3% today, and it's breaking support. I mean, it is the worst-looking stock right now in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. What's up today? Walgreens is up. Well, it's not in the
Dow
anymore.
Not in the Dow anymore, yes.
I've got to take that one out. And Pfizer is up 1.9%. I think a lot of people are looking at Pfizer as a potential deep value play. And Apple is up 1% today. It's had like a 7-day losing streak, which ended on Friday.
Now, I saw where Warren Buffett sold off, Berkshire sold off, I think, a 1% stake that they had in Apple, which I think the last time they did that was kind of, back in 2020 or 2021. And the stock had a little bit of a rough go as they were selling some of those positions off. So
yeah. Okay, now if we go to the S&P 500, Moderna, I don't know what the news is on Moderna today, but it's up 10.5%. That's a pretty solid move there on Moderna. We'll have to look into that. That's the vaccine stock, see what's going on with Moderna there. up 10.5% in the S&P 500. And then you've got Albemarle, that's the lithium stock, up 5.5%. It has been just clobbered. And Newmont Mining, okay, gold stock up 3.2%. Now on the downside, okay, EQT, which is buying the Mountain Valley Pipeline Company, Equitrans, it's down 7.3%. The market doesn't like that move. And Meta is down 3.9%. I think that may have something to do with ByteDance and Trump. Trump, you know, there's a move afoot to make ByteDance sell off TikTok. ByteDance is a Chinese company. And I think Trump this morning, he's not against TikTok. He says it's okay for TikTok to hang around. And that might have something to do with Meta's.
It may help coordinate a sale with Microsoft, actually. But I don't know how the rest of Facebook or Meta and the rest of the crew would like that, right? But I'm sure they might have something to say about it. But yeah, that's the news story that I was seeing around ByteDance.
Yeah. And I don't know what Lilly's got a little sell off here today of 3.5%. I think that's probably just some profit taking. I know they had an eczema drug that was showing robust efficacy in people of color. So that seems like good news. I don't really see any bad news there on Lilly today. Maybe this Wegovy getting approved for heart conditions too, maybe that takes a little bit of a bite out of Lilly's market share. Now, as we look at the all-important NASDAQ, which is finally showing some cracks in it after just a torrid run, especially this year since the beginning of the year. Let's see what's taking place in the NASDAQ today. The loser is Meta, down 3.8. Lam, which is semiconductor equipment. I think we've got to revisit some of those. KLA, which is also semiconductor equipment. It's spreading to the semiconductors. There's no question about it. It began in the software stocks, and now you're seeing some profit taking in the semiconductor sector. Cadence is down 1.8. Applied Materials is down 1.2. ASM Lithography down 2.4. Micron down 2.4. Some of it has to do with Broadcom on Friday giving a little bit of weak guidance there, although things are still robust at Broadcom. They're not robust in the telecom, the telecom chip makers. Now, on the upside in the NASDAQ, I've seen a little rebound in Google lately. Google is up 2.2%. Google's been in a downtrend. It dropped below its 200-day moving average. Now it's had 3 days in a row. I see the beleaguered NASDAQ stocks, which were Apple and Google for the most part, seeing a little bit of buying right now. And now NVIDIA starting to surge a little bit. It's up 1.3%. And Intel is up 1.5%. All right. Well, we put out a newsletter on Friday. There has been a change in the wind here in the direction of the market. I think that cycle that we've seen since really January of last year, the bottom of the NASDAQ has come a long ways, and now you have valuation concern headwinds, and you've got technical running into some sideways trends up at the top. You've got people trimming their positions. You've got traders locking in profits. And we've really got 4 or 5 weeks without a lot of catalyst until the next earnings season. So you take it one stock at a time. I'll be busy today looking at about 900,000 charts as I normally do and reporting back. If you'd like to get 2 free weeks of the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com, or if you'd like to set up an appointment with us, getting a little nervous out there, you should be. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.